everyone, and welcome to the Red Zone. It's your host, Samantha's World, aka Princess Town, and I'm going to tell you a little about inspiration for the soul. First thing, our logo is Do What You Love and Love What You Do. Picture people from all around the world, music, sports, fans, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills. You can have your own adventure right here on the Red Zone. Inspiration for the soul was inspired by, and none other than, my very own co-host. He reminded me to talk a little bit about inspiration for the soul. So, inspiration for the soul is basically reminding you that there is inspiration for the soul. There is ways to inspire yourself to get creative and motivated. One thing is watching a YouTube video. A lot of times people don't think to watch a YouTube video about being inspired, listening to a podcast like what I'm talking about here, or joining somebody else's stream to feel motivated. A lot of times we get lacking and are uninterested. Ways to get motivated are seeing other people do amazing stuff. For some reason, that really helps me. If I'm feeling down or lacking in the department of anything, I find that it is most awesome if I am motivated, if I am inspired. So, ways I get inspired. Number one, following my instincts. A lot of times people don't follow their instincts and they automatically jump to conclusions, thinking that something's going on that isn't going on, and they overstress out. Step two, I constantly talk down on everything I do, including myself. Step three, I love my work but don't like telling others what I do. I'm afraid to share myself out for fear of hate content. Step number four, I'm constantly worried what the common market says about me. Managing my money is more difficult than ever, and I'm unethical at how I go at life. Step five, I'm unorganized. I never keep my station clean, and I'm always a mess. These are things that lead to common failure. Step one, getting hopeful is organizing yourself. Knowing being organized will help me. Step two, manage my money. Knowing that I will have enough money to provide for myself. And step three of correcting myself is being positive on myself. That I am good enough, I am able to share myself out and not feel embarrassed by myself. Step four, being motivated at what I do. I need to start being more motivated and showing people that I care, that I am interested in what I'm doing, and I'm not afraid to let my time to shine out. What am I talking about? What's time to shine? Well, time to shine is basically expressing your activity and how you are as a person. Knowing that how you are as a person will always make yourself better. Never give up on yourself. The first moment of success stories is constantly never giving up on yourself. I find that I give up on myself way too much, and I never get myself enough credit. Oh, you're already failing because you're not giving yourself credit. But don't overgive yourself credit. That's called bloating and bragging. Never a good idea to brag. Unless you have something completely amazing, don't brag because it's an insult. The insult to people is that you're over-talking about yourself. Overconfidence. Don't have overconfidence. Have confidence in yourself that what you're doing is enough to satisfy your career, your job, the people around you, and most importantly, you're happy. Okay, so your boss is satisfied, your mom and dad are satisfied, your neighbors, brothers, cousins, uncles. They're all happy. But what if you're not happy? Find what makes you happy and be happy and motivated. Hopeful for a better tomorrow. Doing what you love and loving what you do constitutes being hopeful. Hopeful in success and hopeful that a good future is ahead of you. Never forget you have a chance at a good future. A good future between you and whoever you're working for or working with. Maybe you're just working for yourself and finding a lack of uninterest. For instance, me myself, I classify as a hoarder. I have a problem identifying with that, but I look in my room and I see all of my stuff lying around. I'm very unclean and unorganized. My goal is that I will get this organized. The sad part and most horrible part is that it probably won't get organized. For one reason, I don't have the energy, the time, or the interest to do it. I need to set aside time for myself to be motivationally interested and inspired. I need to know that what I'm doing actually counts and matters. I need to know that it's going to make a difference in my life. But what if I told you being clean and organized makes a huge difference? Finding your stuff is 5 times faster. You can get to work on time. You're always able to take care of the things that you need to take care of. And you're never in a hurry, never in a rush, and you're always available whenever someone needs you. Sounds crazy, but it's actually true and can happen even for you. Yes, even for you and myself. We can be hopeful that there will be a better tomorrow. We can be hopeful that there will be a better future and that there will always be a light shining on us and our talents. We need to start being more positive, more encouraging, inviting others to join in our craft, to keep our craft interesting and relatable. Also, getting more people interested helps identify with the topic and helps recognize that this should be a fun and exciting thing. What's trending usually stays trending for a while, so get yourself trending and get yourself out there. I know it's not hard to put yourself out there. What the hard part is, and I can relate, is that recognizing yourself as something great. So that's what I wanted to tell you guys, is that you are great. You're amazing. You need inspiration. Come to us. We'd love to inspire you. Make sure to follow us on all social media. Anchor, Spotify, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and Deezer. Go to Spotify.com/US for 3 free months on us. Go to Deezer.com/US for 3 free months on us. And don't forget to check us out at Welcome to the Red Zone. We love having you, and we want you guys to feel motivated, inspired, and encouraged. Thank you for joining us here on Welcome to the Red Zone. I'm Samantha's World with a little bit of hope for all of my hopeful listeners out there. Much love, Bryce the Sound.